So we're talking about a message called Take Your Medicine. Take Your Medicine. So this is part two. And this has to do with what the book of Proverbs says in chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. And I want to read that beginning today. It says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Keep them in the midst of thine heart." Amen. "Let them not depart from before thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart." Now read verse 22 with me. Ready, read. "For they are life unto those that find them, and they are health to all of their flesh." Now that word health there means medicine. God's word is medicine. It's medicine to your heart. It's medicine to your mind. And it's medicine to your physical body. Oh, praise God for that. And so we talked a while last week about giving attention to the word of God. And we defined that the word attention means also to consider. Consider what God's word says concerning your physical well-being. And we looked at the life of Abraham. You know, Abraham was called the father of many nations by God before he was. Because we serve a God that calls those things that be not as though they were. And so natural hope was gone, but Abram pulled his faith in the supernatural hope with a great expectation of a manifestation of him literally becoming the father of many nations. And one of the things that Abraham did not do, the Bible says he considered not his own body, now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he was strengthened in faith as he gave glory to God. And so instead of considering his body, instead of considering the circumstance, he gave attention to what God has said. And you know, we can do the same thing. We can fight the good fight of faith. When natural circumstances don't look so good, we can consider Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who is the apostle and high priest of our confession. We can consider his word and make it final authority down here in our heart. Glory to God. Amen. And so we must then hearken and listen carefully to the word of the living God. Amen. Now notice with me again in verse 20 of Proverbs chapter 4. He says, "My son, attend to my words." And then the next part of this is God's prescription for divine health. He said, "Now incline thine ear to my sayings." He's talking about the ears of your heart, the ears of your inner man. Now the word incline means to stretch, it means to extend, and it means to bend down. Come close to God. Listen to his words. Both the word of God and the instructions that he gives us by the Spirit of God. Has anyone ever got an instruction by the Spirit of God that would help you? Oh, he's speaking to us all the time. He speaks to us through the word and by the Spirit. And one of the things that I want to make very clear today by the help of the Holy Spirit is something that I've seen in verse 10. In verse 10 of that same very context, he says, "Hear," everyone say, "Hear."
Hear.
He said, "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings." Receive my word, but also receive what I'm saying to you. Receive what you're getting in your spirit. Receive my sayings. It's our responsibility to hear, and it's our responsibility to receive what we hear. You know, we can hear and not receive. And you might just as well not have heard at all. Because it's the doer of the instructions, it's the doer of his sayings that is going to be blessed in his doing. So notice this with me. He says, verse 10, "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings." And what will happen? "And the years of thy life shall be many." It is God's will for you to live long. It is God's will for you to run your race and to finish your course. It is the will of God for you to live long and to live strong. But in order for me and you to live long and live strong, we got to hear Him. And we have to receive what He's saying to us down on the inside. Oh, come on, somebody. The ESV says it like this: "Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of thy life shall be many." Hearing and receiving and acting on His word can extend our lives. Not hearing and not receiving and going through life doing our own thing can shorten our lives. We can shorten our lives, or we can position ourselves for our lives to be lengthened. Anybody interested in doing that? And listen to me very carefully. If we're going to live long and live strong and fulfill everything that God's called us to do, we got to walk in health. We got to be healthy. Amen. And so I see then, inclining my ear to His sayings is connected to more than just healing scriptures. It's connected to me hearing from Him and being led by Him and fulfilling the instructions that He's given me. Did you know that healing can sometimes be spelled as O-B-E-Y? If you be willing and obedient, you're going to eat and partake of the good of the land. Or we could say it this way: you're going to eat and partake of the goodness of the living God. And part of the goodness of the living God is walking in and living in divine strength, divine wisdom, divine favor, and divine health. Amen. Job 36:11 says, "If they obey me," that's a conditional thing, "if they obey me and serve me, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures." So obedience positions us to live in divine life and in divine prosperity. And prosperity has a whole lot more to do with what you have in your wallet. He said, "I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Sometimes healing is spelled R-E-P-E-N-T. Re. Repent. Repent. And the Lord will point things out to us that we need to turn away from. Because that's the first part of repentance. And the second part of repentance is turn toward. We turn from that which He's shown us. And we turn to Him with all of our heart. See, a lot of people want healing, but they don't want the healer. They want to stay around just long enough to get their healing, then they'll go back to their regular life. Repent. Change. Keep smiling. It's going to get better. It is God's goodness that points these things out to us. Yes. Amen? Yes. So receive it. Amen. Yield to it. Yes. Don't ignore it. It is for your benefit. It is for your good. It is for your long life. It is the goodness of God that leads you and I to repentance. And I'm not here to tell you what you need to repent of. You already know. If there is something there. Here's another thought. Sometimes healing is spelled R-E-S-T. Sometimes healing is spelled rest. The Spirit of the Lord wants us to live in rest, not in to be stressed. There are so many things in this world that we could be stressed about, that we could worry about, that would bring us down. But I believe Jesus is saying, son, daughter, enter into my rest. It's available for you. Give your care to me. You are a believer. Now enter into the very rest of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo, glory to God. Raise a hand toward heaven and say this with me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I take authority over fear. I take authority over worry. I take authority of being driven by the approval of man. I take authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I refuse to be stressed one moment longer in my life. I declare that I am worry-free, that I am carefree, and I enter in now to the rest of God. And as you enter into rest, you will experience refreshment. And as you enter into rest, you will experience my presence. You will experience a stillness in your soul. And it shall open up the doors for you to hear even more clearly. So rest, my son. Rest, my daughter. Take time to live in my presence. This is what the Lord is saying. Amen. Sometimes healing is spelled F-O-R-G-I-V-E. It's spent forgive. Okay? So hear my son, my sayings. What's he saying to you on the inside? What does he ask you to do? Maybe decades ago that you haven't done yet. So, but I need my healing, I need my healing, I need my money, I need my money, I need my healing. The Lord comes up and says, son, daughter, come on here, come on up here. I'm your healer, I'm your provider, but let's talk about this other thing first. He'll bring all things to our remembrance. Let's talk about this. Remember what I said to you 5 years ago? What have you done about that? See, sometimes we need to take the steps that God has given us before we can enter into his wealthy place. Before we can enter into his healthy place. This is just some food for thought. And correction is for your benefit. Anybody ever been corrected before? I'll raise both hands. You know, and sometimes it's an attitude. It's a posture you have toward other people. It's kind of a judgmental, critical thing going on. Those things need to be adjusted. So we need to understand that when we're talking about hearing and being healed, it's much bigger than just hearing healing scriptures. It includes that. So I exhort you to open the ears of your heart to God's word. Put your ears in a position to hear the word of God. and to what he's saying to you down in your heart. There's a connection between healing and hearing. Let's talk about it. Jesus said this in Luke chapter 8 and verse 18. He said, "Take heed therefore how you hear. For whosoever hath to him shall be given, and whosoever has not from him shall be taken, even which he seems to have." I want to quote something from Dr. Lillian Yeoman's book. She was a medical doctor who received divine healing for herself, and she would teach healing classes in the morning and revival meetings at night. And she said this, "I almost became angry sometimes. For when we were studying the Word of God on such an important subject as healing for the body, you can tell people aren't paying a bit of attention to it. They'll thumb through the songbook, stare off in space, look out the window, or chew gum, or be on their device." Oh, not in those days. And she said, "And then those same people want you to pray the prayer of faith for them. Yet they don't want to do anything themselves." That's from Brother Hagin's book, God's Medicine. So let's see Jesus, how he did it. He walked this earth for 33 and a half years. He went into his full-time ministry at the age of 30. He gave his life as a ransom for all. One of the major earmarks of Jesus' ministry was healing the sick. But many times before the sick would get healed, they would need to hear something. Yes. Now notice with me in Luke chapter 4, verse 14, it says, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about." And verse 15, "And he taught in their synagogues." What did he do? He taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. So we see the first thing that he did is he taught. And then in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, notice this with me. "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages," doing what?
Teaching.
"Teaching in their synagogues," and doing what?
"Preaching."
"And preaching the gospel of the kingdom." The gospel of the kingdom includes divine healing. "And healing every sickness and every disease among the people." But I want you to notice that he put teaching first. And then going over to Luke chapter 5, notice this with me in verse 1. Luke, the 5th chapter in verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to what?"
Hear.
To do what? To hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Now in this chapter, and we will not take time to look at the whole chapter because of the sake of time. But in this chapter, there came a leper to him and said to the master, "If you can, if you're willing, you can make me whole." And Jesus stretched forth his hand and said, "I will, be thou clean." And the Bible says immediately his leprosy was cleansed. See, this leper knew that he could. He just didn't know that he would. Well, thank God he's willing. He was willing. He is willing. And he will forever be willing because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. So right after this, the healing of the man with the leprosy, we notice in verse 14 and 15, please look. "And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show himself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for testimony unto them." Read verse 15 with me if you can. "But so much the more, there went a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear..." They came to hear and to be healed. They didn't just come to be healed, they came to hear. Well, somebody says, "Pastor Mark, there's something going on in my body and I am in a big hurry to get healed." then you better hurry up and get to hear him. See, oftentimes we focus on the healing part. The healing part is his part. How many of you know you cannot heal yourself? As much as you'd like to try, you can't do it. So many times we focus on the healing part, which is his part. We need to stop doing that and start focusing on the hearing part, which is our part. In other words, what we're saying is be more interested in the hearing. Amen. If you do that, you'll get your healing. How many of you remember a man of God by the name of Oral Roberts? What a powerful man of God. He must have prayed for thousands upon thousands and thousands of people, and many of them were healed by the laying on of hands. What a great man of God. It was our pleasure, Brenda's brother Ricky and our sister-in-law Sally, and Brenda and I were able to go to Oral Roberts' home in the last days of his life. There was a man, a Ray McGrath, that knew him very well, and he would take ministers in there, into the home, and they would let their requests be made known unto Oral. Because Oral was a conduit of the blessing of God. And so it was Brenda's turn and then my turn, and I made a special request, praise the Lord. And Oral prayed and agreed, and you know what? It's coming to pass. Amen. By the grace of God. But I want to share with you something Oral said that is so vital. He said this. He said, we need to hear something seven times in order to get it. I think my wife has found that out. Are you listening to me? Amen. Dad Hagen pastored for 12 years before he went out into field ministry. And he was in field ministry for many, many years. And then Rhema was started back in 1975. And of course, he fulfilled and ran his course. He went on to be with the Lord in 2003. But he said, in 12 years, I never, ever buried a church member. That's quite a testimony. And so what Brother Hagen would do, he was to go to their homes and go to the hospital rooms. And one elderly lady said, Brother Hagen, I just think I want to go. I want to go. Brother Hagen says, don't go like that. Get healed first, then go if you want to go. Amen. That's a good testimony, right? But what he would do is he would spend hours with them. And he would just open up his New Testament. And he would read them scripture upon scripture upon scripture. Until that word caused faith to rise up in the recipient. That's right. And when it was time, he would pray the prayer of faith over them. You see, sometimes I think we pray too quick. I don't know if you got that. I think sometimes we do an injustice to people to pray for their healing too fast before they've had a solid foundation underneath their feet to where once they get their healing, the devil can't come along and take it away from them through the counterattack. Why? Because there's a firm foundation. If the symptom comes back, No, you've got the sword of the Spirit. You say, devil, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. You pack up your goods and go now. In the name. Everyone say, in the name of Jesus. So Luke 6:17 says it this way. And he came down with them and stood in the plain. And the company of the disciples and a great multitude of people out of Judea and Jerusalem, Hayward and Oakland and San Francisco and San Lorenzo and San Leandro. And Fremont, amen. And Castro Valley. And Livermore. And from the seacoast of Half Moon Bay and Newport Beach. Which came to do what? To hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Healing is an indispensable part Hearing is an indispensable part of our healing. Just like salvation. You had to hear the word to get saved. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, it says this. It says, how shall they hear, call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Somewhere along the line, you heard the word. You heard the message of reconciliation. And you opened up your heart and you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Why is it that we need to hear? Why do we need to hear? I've heard it 3 or 4 times. Why do we need to hear? Romans 10:17. Cheryl just quoted it. It says, so then, faith cometh. Aren't you glad that faith cometh? So then faith cometh by hearing. If faith cometh by hearing, faith goeth by not hearing. So then, let's read it together. So then faith cometh by hearing. Say it 2 more times. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 1 more time. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith for salvation comes by hearing. Faith for provision comes by hearing. Faith for the infilling of the Holy Spirit comes by hearing. Men and women are filled by hearing words. Men and women are saved by hearing words. Men and women are sanctified and healed by hearing the word of God. I'm going to show you something in Acts chapter 14. This is so awesome. Acts chapter 14. You know, Paul was always being persecuted. What a great testimony he was. I mean, he's always being persecuted, and yet he never quit. He may have gotten knocked down a time or two, but he said, I'm never knocked out. He had this attitude. He says, I'm either up or I'm on my way up. Amen. He's like that inflatable clown. Poom, poom. He wasn't a clown, but, you know, you've seen those inflatables. You punch them, they come right back up. Well, that's the way we need to be. We're not here to tell you there's never been a time where we haven't felt down or been down. But we're not staying down. Because when we're down, we shall arise. When we've been punched, we're on our way up. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm on my way up. And that's why you need some good faith buddies. You need some good faith buddies that will encourage you. You need some good faith buddies that won't condemn you with, where is your faith? Well, ask them, where's yours, big mouth? No, you need to be like a Barnabas, the son of consolation, and bring encouragement into the souls of people around you. Let them come out, Rokestia. Let them know what the Lord has done for you. Let them know how he's filled your cupboards. Let them know how he's quickened your body. Let them know how he's saved your babies. Amen. Testify to the goodness of God. Amen. Now notice in verse 7. And there they preached the gospel. We've already said it. The gospel is good news. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple. Think about that. Being a cripple from his mom's womb. And he had never walked. Verse 9. The same heard Paul speak. What was Paul speaking about? He wasn't speaking about the Olympic Games. He wasn't speaking about the weather. Paul carried the good news, and he was speaking about and teaching the gospel. the same heard Paul speak. Now, as Paul is speaking, and I've seen this happen in my own life, notice, Paul steadfastly looked at him. He saw something. And he perceived. That word perceive means he had a knowing in his heart. And he perceived that this man at Lystra, come on, who was a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked, he perceived that he had faith to be healed. Oh, come on, somebody. It doesn't take forever. It doesn't take forever to get a manifestation. There's such a thing called immediatelys with God. He's looked at him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Then the word of the Lord came in verse 10. He said to the man with a loud voice, stand up upon thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Woo, glory to God. Just like popcorn. Pop, pop, pop. He leaped and walked. I'm looking forward to the day where people in this house start leaping and walking and praising God. Glory to God. The supernatural intervention of God. He had faith to be healed. Amen. So my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from before thine eyes, verse 21 says. The NLT says, don't lose sight of them. In other words, keep the word of healing before you at all times. If you can see it, you can have it. Stop seeing yourself as a failure and start seeing yourself as a success. Stop seeing yourself as a victim and start seeing yourself as a victor. Stop seeing yourself as dying prematurely and see yourself living long and living strong. Stop thinking about what songs they're going to sing at your memorial service. And start singing the high praises of God right in the midst of your situation. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. If you can see it, you can seize it. If you can see it, you can have it. God will give you ears to hear. He'll give you eyes to see. See yourself fulfilling the will of God. You know, when we bought this building in 2003, it was about 4 years before we could have our first Sunday in it. It was 2007 in the month of August. Pastor Kenneth W. Hagin came out and dedicated the building. How many of you are here for that? Wow. What a day it was. But there was a 4-year fight between 03 and 07. I said there was a 4-year fight. You see, sometimes we just need to throw the clock away. And just stay in faith. Day after day. Keep walking by faith and not by sight. Keep calling the things that are not as though they were. Keep your eyes on the prize and keep pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And how many of you know the devil is a big, fat liar? He told me, not just once, but he told me a few times, you will never, ever live long enough to be in the first service at your church. In other words, you're not going to make it. I'm taking you out. Well, glory to God, it's 2025, and he hasn't taken me out yet. By the grace of God. And the reason why he couldn't is because I wouldn't let him. I wouldn't let his lies be embedded into my soul. I wouldn't let my sight see myself dying and not making it. I saw myself healed. I saw myself whole. Yes, there was a fight, but thank God the good fight of fight faith is a fight that we win. Amen. And I'm not boasting in Mark Thomas. I'm boasting in the Lord my God. I'm boasting in Jehovah Rapha, the great physician. I'm boasting in the one who sustains me. I'm boasting in the one who has kept me. And if he sustained me, he will sustain you. And if he kept me, he will keep you. And he will take you all the way. He'll take you all the way to the finish line. Glory to God. We're going all the way. We're going all the way. We're going all the way. Heart of the Bay is going all the way. We're going all the way. We got our eyes on Him. We got our eyes fixed on the prize. We got our eyes fixed on the promises. We're going all the way. Woo. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Who'll go with me? Who'll go with us? His sustaining power, His great love, wherewith He has loved us. I got to thinking about it the other day. Keith Moore first came to our church in 1987, almost 40 years ago. The first time I ever preached publicly was 1977. We came here in 1982, and we're in our 43rd year. But in 2027, Brenda and I will be 50 years in full-time ministry. Listen, that doesn't happen because I'm so handsome. That doesn't happen because I married the sweetest girl in the universe. It's happened because we trust in God. Our Savior, the one who will never fail. Come on. Do you trust in Him? Ooh, your healer. Your sustainer. Your provider. The one who watches over your soul. The one who will keep you mind, you're sharp, well in every area of your life. We trust in God. We trust in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. And speak to those mountains that stand in your way. And declare every day, my life is going God's way. See yourself well. See yourself living long and living strong. Jesus said something very enlightening. He said, the light of the body is the eye. If thine eye is single, your whole body shall be full of light. The eye is the gateway to the body. If my eye is on the darkness, if my eye is on the sickness, there will be no light to dispel the darkness. But a continual entrance, a continual welcoming, a continual yielding to His sayings and to His word will dispel and drive out anything that would try to bring you down. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Let them penetrate deep into your spirit. Allow God's word to abide in your heart by meditating on it and acting on it. Acting on what you see and acting on what you hear. Gloria Copeland said this. She said, the portion of God's word that you act on is the portion of His word that is living in you. In closing, the Master said this. Whoever comes to me, say it with me, I come to you today. He that comes to me and hears my sayings and will take their medicine and do them, Here's what I'll show you to what he is like. He's like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock, the rock of revelation knowledge. And when the flood arose, and the flood will arise. And when the stream vehemently came against that house, and it will come, it could not shake it. You need to have this attitude. I cannot be shaken. I shall not be moved. I cannot be touched. I will not be shaken. Why? For it and you are founded upon a rock. Doers are blessed in their doing. Doers don't go down when floods and storms arise. This is God's prescription for divine health. Everyone stand up. Listen to it. Number one, pay attention. Pay attention to God's words. Number two, listen. Listen to God's word. I feel like I'm a voice crying out in the wilderness of the Bay Area today. I feel like this can save your life. I feel like this can change your life. I feel like you can turn the tables on the devil if you will just take your medicine. Number three, keep your eyes on God's word. And number four, keep God's word in the center of your heart. Everyone say, I will take my medicine. And I will be glad I did. Come on, let's give him a shout today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.